Number 9. Redman Van and Storage Company. Ben F. Redman arrived in the Salt Lake Valley in 1890 to work for the Union Pacific Railroad. He soon accepted a job with Fireproof Storage and Trust Company, one of the largest transport companies west of the Mississippi, and shortly thereafter rose to the position of general manager. Redman took ownership of the company in the early 1900s and changed the name to Redman Van and Storage Company. The Redman Van and Storage Company building was built in 1910 for Redman's expanding business and was designed by H. Mickle. It has been owned by the same company ever since. In 1926, Redman also became an investor in the first commercial airline in the United States, Western Air Express, and was their first paying passenger. From trains to cars and vans to airlines, Ben Redman made transportation his business and did it successfully. Please continue to the Union Pacific Depot.
There were 9 children in my father's family, 7 boys and 2 girls. The boys were all more or less railroad carpenters. This is how they wandered around Italy. When the railroad decided to run a line, they would move there. If the railroad was running a line from Salt Lake to Ogden, just an example, they would come to Salt Lake. When that was completed, they would migrate to the next stop. They all came to America, all the boys. In those days, this was the land of gold and silver. So they all came, and they all, more or less, got into the carpentry end of the deal. Not housing, but the industrial stuff. My mother and her brother came to America when she was 14 and he was 16. Their folks had died when she was probably 10 years old, and they lived with some aunts in Italy. 4 years later, they hopped a freighter and worked their way over as a dishwasher and a deckhand. That's how they came here. They stopped in Valparaiso, Indiana for, I don't know how long, maybe a year and a half. They had relatives there, and she went to work, and he went to work as a carpenter. Strange, even my 5 brothers, with the exception of me, took up the building business. It must have been in the blood. Anyway, while my mother was in Valparaiso, she met my father. Then they moved to Glencoe, Wyoming, where they were married. My parents stayed in Wyoming for a year. When the railroad went to Washington, they went to Washington, where my sister Anna was born, and my brother Troy. The railroad sent Dad back to Glencoe to work on the line, and this was where they stayed for a time. My parents opened a boarding house, and my sister Janine was born. Now, Janine was sick from birth. She wasn't an invalid, but she also had a real bad heart deal. So when she was a year old, the folks decided they should go back to Italy where the elevation was lower, to see if that would help. Unbeknownst to my mother, I was already conceived, so I was born in Italy. Right in Prateleo Gioni, was like across the street from Rocca, where my father was born. We stayed in Italy until I was about 4 months old, and we came back to Wyoming, same place. They didn't sell the boarding house, just went down to see if it would help Janine sell, which it didn't, by the way. At any rate, in 1912, when mining in Glencoe started petering out, they sold the boarding house, came to Salt Lake, and bought a little hotel called Columbus. It was located at 252 West South Temple, and we ran that damn place for several years. It had about 12 rooms upstairs that were occupied mostly by miners from Bingham. I can remember that. Downstairs, we had a dining room. In my mind, as a kid, that room looked as large as a warehouse, but it wasn't that big. Yet, we used to have about 10 boarders. In the morning, my mother made them breakfast, and she would pack their lunches. They'd grab their buckets and be gone to wherever they went to work. Now, the Columbus had a big dirt basement, and for some reason, the story was going around that the Mormons had hidden gold in the basement. This is real funny, because my dad believed it. One day, he was down there picking into the basement. Actually, he was making wine. All Italians made wines. Anyway, he would bottle this wine, then he would dig a hole in the basement and put the damn stuff in there. Because during those years, anybody caught making wine, God, they'd break the barrel and that was it. So, he's digging, and he hits a coffee can. He opens it up, and there are about 12 gold watches in the damn thing. Of course, gold in those days wasn't worth a hell of a lot, but all of a sudden, all of us kids were packing down there. We never find anything else, so maybe somebody just planted a damn thing in there. John Cruz, 75, President Cruz Distributing Company.